Voting in yesterday's New York City mayoral primaries went off without major problems. Primaries were scheduled for September 11th, but voting was postponed within hours after two hijacked airliners destroyed the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Democrats are headed for a runoff next month. Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer and City Public Advocate Mark Green are the top two vote-getters. The winner will face Republican Michael Bloomberg in the November 6th general election. Reporter Andrea Bernstein, a member station WNYC, is in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Did a lot of New Yorkers turn out to vote?
Well, the Board of Elections won't have the final numbers until the end of the week, but officials did say turnout was light, but this was going to be a light turnout election anyway. The candidates never stirred much passion among the electorate, so many people had been expected to stay away from the polls even before the attacks.
Any idea how the events of September 11th might have affected the results?
Well, obviously, we'll never know exactly, since that vote was halted just hours into the primary. But public polls taken on the eve of September 11th showed Democrats, Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer, slightly ahead of Public Advocate Mark Green, with City Council Speaker Peter Vallone and Controller Alan Hevesy trailing far behind. And on the Republican side, they showed media mogul Michael Bloomberg trouncing former Congressman Herman Badillo. That's pretty much how the vote turned out. I spoke with several dozen voters yesterday as they were leaving the polls. Most said they hadn't changed their minds. And these are the most dedicated voters in the city, the most thoughtful ones. So this shouldn't come as a surprise.
What ideas do these three men have for how they'll run the city?
Michael Bloomberg, the Republican nominee, is a self-made media mogul who has a huge empire based on business information services, radio, TV, and a wire service. He's a very innovative manager, and he's hoping his experience in the financial sector will serve him well in a time of economic uncertainty. The Democrats are hoping his lack of government experience will make voters unsure about him. Fernando Ferrer is arguing his experience rebuilding the Bronx and leading the revitalization there means he can rebuild the city there now, though he acknowledges there's nothing comparable about the scope. And Mark Green, he's known for his creative ideas of government combined with an advocacy for the underdog, and he's hoping this is what voters will want now.
Mayor Giuliani is barred by law from running for a third term. His popularity has soared over the last few weeks, however. Any possibility he could get in there and run?
His popularity has soared, although it's unclear whether voters really do want to overturn term limits. People around him are sending very strong signals that he does want to run. And exit polls yesterday did show that many Democrats, not quite a majority, but 4 of 10, would vote for him if he were on the ballot. But to do that, he needs the approval of the legislature. And so far, there doesn't seem to be inclination in that Democratic body to do so.
Reporter Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC in New York City.